This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Med TV. My name is Dan Clubb. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Liverpool legend Steve McManaman to look ahead to the return of the Europa League for the Reds as we travel to Sparta Prague, exclusively live, of course, on TNT Sports. Steve, how are you doing, mate? You okay?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yes, I'm all good, thanks. Massively appreciate your time. Let's get stuck right into it then, I guess. Europa League so far, I want to touch on that before we get into what's coming. Obviously, Liverpool qualified top of their group, a group containing Toulouse, LASK and Union Saint-Gilloise. I mean, the Europa League, Steve, it's allowed a little bit of rotation, I think it's fair to say, which might have helped Jurgen Klopp sort of plan out this season, because we are still competing on all four fronts. Obviously, the Carabao Cup is done, but we're towards the business end now. Do you expect that to change and we might go a little bit more full strength, in inverted commas?
Yeah, I hope so, because the performance against Toulouse and Union Saint-Gilloise away from home wasn't great, was it? So, listen, I think we all appreciate that the group wasn't the strongest group. So Jurgen was more than allowed to change people around and get a look at all of the players. But I mean, I don't necessarily think he'll be full strength because of the game on Sunday and, of course, because of injury problems. But he certainly will be stronger. You know, Sparta Prague are top of their group. Top of their league. They qualified, of course, into this round beating Galatasaray, albeit Galatasaray got somebody sent off. You know, we know that Galatasaray were in the Champions League. We saw them against Man United. We've got a line through them, so they can't be taken lightly. They can't be taken lightly at all. So I expect Jurgen to, now we're in the sort of the knockout phase of this competition, to really focus on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned there Sparta, obviously top of their league, the Fortuna Liga. They drew actually with their local rival Slavia over the weekend, I noticed as well. But you've played during your playing time at Liverpool in the UEFA Cup, of course, as it was then. You played against like a Brøndby and even Celtic, teams that are used to winning week in, week out in their own domestic competitions. Just as a dynamic, what does that look like? Because you go to their own backyard, as you say, and their fans are used to seeing them winning. The players are used to winning. Does that change anything about the game going into it?
Well, it will do, because it'll be their biggest game of the season, of course. And it normally is when Liverpool come to town. There'll be lots of fans from Prague who support Liverpool. Of course, there will be. You know, almost their second team will be Liverpool. Of course, we've got Patrick Berger and Vladdy over there as well. Of course, he'll be flying the flag. You know, they play for both teams. So I think there'll be a lot of friendliness towards each other. But on the pitch, the players will be very confident. The Sparta Prague players, as you rightly said, they're going to be at home. They're strong at home. The crowds are vociferous. It's going to be a hostile atmosphere. They'll make it as hard as possible for Liverpool. They're used to winning the top of the league and the flying high in the Europa League. So it'll be a really difficult game. It won't be as easy as people think. But Liverpool will be favourites to qualify. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you mentioned vociferous atmospheres and hostile atmospheres there. Obviously, the second leg of this one will be at Anfield. Now, I'm sure in an ideal world, Liverpool will have this game wrapped up sort of three quarters of the way into it, if possible, and have like 45 minutes off in that second leg. But I think we've seen down the years, miracles can happen, certainly on European nights at Anfield. That's a big bonus for Liverpool heading into this, isn't it? Even though we're going in as favourites, and as I say, it'd be nice to get it wrapped up more comfortably than that. But Anfield's second leg is a big old positive.
Yeah, Anfield, as you well know, is a big plus in it. Second leg at Anfield is huge. You go across Europe, people talk about Anfield, how special it is, how special the atmosphere is. We've got, of course, that famous clip with Arsene and Jose talking about Anfield, second leg, what's it like? So if you need a result, yes, you've got Anfield in the second leg. We want it, I think we both agree, we want it to be a bit more comfortable than that. But Liverpool have got difficult games, so you have to navigate, you know, the Man City game on the horizon. You have to navigate after the second leg, of course. I think it's the Man United game now, isn't it? The FA Cup game, it's not the Derby game. So all competitions that Liverpool want to win. So if you can, you know, as long as Liverpool qualify, I don't necessarily need them to win 5-0 away in Prague. You know, if they do, great. The main thing is getting through the game and getting everybody fit for Sunday. And then likewise, getting them through the Anfield second leg game and getting them ready for the Sunday game against United in the FA Cup. Because, you know, being a Liverpool fan, what those particular games mean to people. You know, with all respect, the Man United FA Cup game away and the Man City game are more important than the Sparta Prague games because of the opposition that we're playing. So if we can navigate the next couple of weeks and get bodies back on the field and get the right results, I mean, it'll be, you know, after what we've just been through, it'll be an incredible achievement to get through all these competitions unscathed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a bit of a balancing act, I think it's fair to say, over the past few weeks. And the academy kids, we won't spend too much time talking on them, but it's been absolutely remarkable what they've been able to achieve, 100%. So just looking a little bit further ahead now, if we can do in terms of the Europa League, let's just say, let's live in a world whereby Liverpool do go beyond Sparta Prague for a moment. I think in terms of challenges to Liverpool, in terms of favouritism for this competition, are we looking at the likes of Bayer Leverkusen, obviously the Premier League clubs, West Ham and Brighton will pose a threat as well. But I think, all truth be told, like, Liverpool should head into this competition as favourites, not just this tie.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. The top of the Premier League. You know, they've just won the League Cup. They absolutely should be favourites. Of course we respect West Ham. Of course we respect Brighton. And in a one-off game, anything can happen against Premier League opposition. We know that. We're not stupid. We've seen it all before. And Bayer Leverkusen are flying, you know, unbeaten. You know, Xavi's doing an incredible job. They're now 10 points clear after victory at the weekend. So, of course, they'll be up there and be dangerous, and you know, as opposition in a one-off game. Absolutely. But Liverpool are rightly favourites. It's not being fanatical or, you know, being biased towards them. You go and try and have a bet and you can't have a bet because Liverpool are that short at the moment in time. So yes, they are favourites, and invariably when you look at the pieces of paper, home and away to get to the final, Liverpool with their full strength team, which they haven't got at the moment, albeit, you know, they should be aiming for the final in Dublin. Of course they should be.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. 100%. Just finally, before we go, you heading over to Prague this week? Looking forward to it? Or are you staying at home for it?
I'm here, actually. I'm going to be in the studio, I think, in London. We're still deciding whether we should go over or not because, of course, the Champions League games are on as well. But I'm really looking forward to it. I am. I'm looking forward to seeing who's fit. Hopefully, we'll get a few bodies back over the next couple of days. You know, it's unusual, isn't it, to have a game on a Saturday against Nottingham Forest then 5 days before the next game. So if we can get a couple of more first teamers back, you know, I think Mo will be back, but if we can get a couple more, maybe Curtis or something, I don't know what the extent of his ankle injury, if we can get a few more bodies back on the plane, I think it'll really help us then for the push to the end of the season.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, Macca, absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time. And everybody else, nice one, mate. Make sure you check out the commentary and all the coverage on TNT Sports, of course. And I'll see you again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.